Okay, this hour we'll take your phone calls with Stuart Swerdlow. You know what we've been talking about, and you'll be next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, Stuart Swerdlow with us. We'll get to your calls in just a second. Stuart, do you find that more and more people are getting clairvoyant now than they might have been 10 or 20 years ago?
Well, I think that people are becoming more aware. And I write about this in one of my books, where as the Earth naturally moves further away from the sun, which it's a natural condition, it changes the density of the atmosphere and the planet and allows for the mind to open up more significantly. So yes, we are seeing people become more in tune, intuitive, psychic, etc., whatever words you want to use. Yes, it is happening a lot more than before.
Is there anything out there in terms of the what I call the wireless internet, where people are all connected, that might be enhancing this ability?
Well, it's what I call hyperspace, and that is what connects everything in the creation together. And as we tap into that, it's kind of like the internet of creation. And you can find out who you are, what you are, what you're supposed to be doing, the nature of all things. And it's all right there in your own mind.
Now, the Shemitah, of course, was supposed to kick in September, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, yes, it's September 13th, actually.
Of last year. Okay. Now, we have seen some financial problems along the line. And if you look at what's happening just this week alone, with the stock market down considerably,
yes,
this is kind of scary, isn't it?
Yes. Well, you know, when you look at these things and you realize why they are there and that they're manipulated, then you can't be scared by it. When you realize that there are the puppet masters are pulling the strings. So I say, if you monitor your own mind pattern, balance your left and right hemisphere of the brain, do your mental work, then you do not have to be affected by anything that's going on around you, because you will control your own life.
Okay, let's go to the phones. First-time caller, Chad, truck driving somewhere in Idaho. Hey, Chad, go ahead.
Hi, George. Just want to say Happy New Year and...
Thank you, Chad.
Get me on the phone here. My mom is a huge fan of the show. She's been listening to it for years. When I got into truck driving, she told me when I'm driving overnight, this is what I should listen to stay awake. And so far, it's been doing the trick.
Good for mom.
Doing the trick. So my main question is, you know, I've spent actually most of my career overseas. I did a lot of time in the Middle East. And the way things have kind of evolved, you know, the impression I get is that we're given the choice with the upcoming elections and different things, Democrats, Republicans, maybe Libertarians. To me, it seems like they're gates that feed into the same trough. And we're talking about how we're all connected. And as we, you know, looking at that, how we're all connected, as we are possibly becoming more aware of this, it doesn't seem like people are really catching on. I don't know what the thoughts are on there and how that collective conscience, so to speak, you know, feeds into that, and what kind of awareness shift that we need to make to get to that.
Well, and when you say they're not catching on, tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, just the general populace. We're stuck in this country with this big rift between liberal, conservative. You know, you look at the Facebook pages, you know, people are in constant fights between, you know, which side is right and which side is wrong. And honestly, you know, there's some of us that are sitting here that are saying there is really no right or wrong. We're being offered the same choice at the end of it. It depends on which face we end up with at the end of the day.
Stuart, I'll let you react to that. Go ahead.
Well, he's absolutely correct. It doesn't matter who's in power. It doesn't matter what they present. They all work for the same overlords, if you will.
Puppet and, masters.
Yes. And I also know that they may be posturing for the elections, but really the elections are also for show. The people are placed in position. For all, you know, I don't even know if the voting machines are plugged in. You know, it's one of those things where it doesn't matter who's in office. They are all the same.
Jeff in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's your turn, Jeff. Go ahead.
Well, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a meditation teacher, and I use Kundalini energy to go deeper into reality, the higher dimensions. And there's a lot of clarity and vibrancy there and higher intelligence. So I was wondering if you mentioned the activation of Kundalini energy. If you use Kundalini energy in a particular way or power spots to be able to go into the higher dimensions for knowledge and guidance. And it sounds like these controlling forces are coming from lower and negative dimensions.
The power of Kundalini, Stuart, how strong is it?
Yes, I write about that quite a lot. And it's unfortunately misunderstood. You know, people hear that word Kundalini and they think it's some kind of magic. You know, unfortunately with me, mine was opened prematurely and artificially, and that's not a good thing, because when a person is not ready to have a Kundalini activation, which, by the way, for those who don't understand, it means all of the chakras are open simultaneously in sequence.
Okay.
And opens up the crown chakra, the pineal chakra, and you basically become aware of many realities simultaneously. But unless you understand what's going on, you're not able to focus in any one of them. And so I get concerned when people prematurely or artificially force open Kundalini, because it can create both mental and physical illnesses and even death. And there was a time period many years ago when I worked as a developmental specialist in mental health clinics, and many of the clients that I had there were people who had their Kundalini artificially opened with a medication, with ELF, with unnatural sources, and they never really were able to focus or function in society again. So I get very concerned when I hear this kind of thing, and I would urge anyone working with Kundalini energy to learn how to ground and balance yourself as well, and to make sure that you are prepared for what you will experience. Otherwise, it could be quite devastating to the person.
Could it kill them?
Yes, it absolutely can. And in addition, it opens you up also, if you're not careful, to mind control and programming activities. So you also need to use protection techniques.
Wow, that could be dangerous, big time.
Absolutely,
dangerous.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We go next to Derek, truck driving through Kentucky. Lots of truck drivers tonight. Go ahead, Derek.
How's it going, George?
Great.
And, Stuart, Happy New Year.
You too.
I was sort of wondering, I had a transitional shift in my life where I know when I was young, I used to smile a lot. Now I don't smile at all. And socially, I don't want anybody around me negative. So that's why I pick truck drivers. So I was wondering, is there like an evil spirit trying to come over me, or is my mind starting to be aware of a lot of things? Because once I started listening to this show, it sort of opened me up, you know, to positively things, you know, and like listening to the elections and stuff. I listen to them people real closely and be able to weed them out. I was just wondering, you know, is my life shifting towards one way or another? Because I know when I used to smile, it was, you know, I was carefree, and now I don't smile at all, or, you know, I don't want to be around anybody.
Well, I mean, it's very difficult without doing a personal reading on the person,
right,
why they particularly have that. But what it sounds like to me is that there's some abandonment and isolation issues that were triggered from something in this person's life that caused them to retreat like this. Smiling, you know, I find it interesting. When I was young, my teachers used to send home on my report cards, Stuart never smiles. Well, it's like, well, I'm on this planet. You know, what's there to smile about on this planet? So, you know, look, there's many reasons why. this could possibly be, but I would suggest that the person maybe look at their isolation and abandonment issues. And in my healer's handbook or hyperspace helper book, there is a golden altar release work. There's growing up the child within exercise. There are visualizations as you can do to remove those negative mind patterns and come back to a better place. So maybe you'll take a look at that.
You know, when we're going through, I think, this incredible time, this era, do you think we can pull out of it, though? I mean, we've talked about some tragedies and catastrophes, but what about winning this? Can that be done?
Of course, and, you know, it would serve no purpose if there was no positive result at the end. I always talk, and I know I've said it on your show several times in the past, that humans as a species have a victimization mind pattern. And so when you have victimization thoughts, you attract tyrants and oppressors. And my opinion is that the purpose of our incarnations on this world at this time is to remove this victimization so that we can create a life and a paradise on the planet the way it's supposed to be. So yes, ultimately, this will go away, this will change, but not going to happen tomorrow, next week, because everybody needs to do their mental work and deprogram themselves and remove the negative mind patterns.
Do you think governments right now have psychiatrists or other people working clandestinely to program, manipulate, and create what you have called end times programming?
I know for a fact that they do. I can't say it's all governments, but it's the major governments, and ultimately they all work for the Illuminati anyway, who don't recognize borders in the first place. But they're programmers. They're not psychiatrists or doctors or anything like that. These are people specifically who create software, if you will, some of which was foundationally created at the Montauk Project, and they create this the software. It's transmitted to the satellites, beamed down back to the surface, enhanced by cell phone towers, radio, television transmissions, microwave towers, and that's how it's beamed into the minds of the people. So that's what's going on. And not only that, but actually, George, in the last few weeks, there have been huge solar storms, which have affected the atmosphere of the planet, and that, the solar storms just on their own, have been bringing up the issues of fear, agitation, confusion, a lot of negativity coming from the reaction to people from these solar storms in combination with the programming. So there's a lot going on at the same time.
Aaron is in Wisconsin. We'll go east of the Rockies here. Aaron, go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I just got done watching the Montauk Chronicles the other day. I love that DVD.
I was born with an Academy Award.
excuse me?
Well, you think I'll get an Academy Award for that film?
You didn't smile enough.
I
think it's a great movie. I love it. I watched it four times. So I have a question about healing. I just heard you talk about your healing book. I have a gift. I had a near-death experience where I was gifted with a laying on of hands healing. I became Reiki certified later on, and I've been practicing remote or distant healing with some success. My question is, I would like to know, because I want to heal everyone, I'd like to know how to become a more powerful and more successful healer.
Well, then you need to come to my class this Sunday. Come across the lake from Wisconsin. I'm right here in western Michigan. And take the class with us, because that's what I'm going to be teaching. But, of course, ultimately, you must work on yourself first, because when you work on yourself, you will change your own mind pattern and then attract the people who will require your help. And while I realize that you have an idea to help people and heal them, and I understand that, we must also recognize that people really must heal themselves, that even if a person is a healer, all they can do is offer the energy, offer the information, and it's up to the individual to accept or reject that information in order to be healed. So we have to act as a conduit and allow others to go on their own path.
How long is your course?
It's a long one. I do once a year. It is from Sunday afternoon until Saturday morning, January 10th until January 16th.
That's pretty intense.
Yes, it is, and people are coming from three different continents. It's a very exciting class, and we're going to learn a lot of information about hyperspace, healing, alien agenda, true world history, archetypes, color therapy, body-mind correlation, you name it. They're going to learn it.
Even though you believe in a staged alien invasion, that it could happen, do you believe we are truly being visited by ETs?
Oh, I know that for a fact. Yes, we are being visited by many groups. But here's the thing, George. It's not just beings from other planets, see? It's also interdimensional. There are.
Well, that's possible. That's right.
Yes. There are beings who are from alternate realities. We have to understand that what we do here in this physical reality not only affects us, but it goes interdimensionally, the energy, and it affects others in alternate realities. So they're very concerned about what's going on here, and they are visiting to monitor and to perform their own agenda.
Bob is in Miami, Florida. Thanks, Bob. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, George. Hello, Stuart. Good to hear from you both.
You too.
Listen, I got a question that's been running in my head. Now, Stuart said that we're descended from a reptilian race from eons ago, and yet on YouTube and some other places on the internet, you see these pictures of Obama and George Bush where they're caught, and they seem to have these reptilian eyes or this reptilian skin. And it's caught by the camera. And I was wondering how you feel about that, and what does that mean? That we have reptilians here that are controlling us? And the second part of my question is, are there aliens, you said there are, but couldn't those be a angelic or demonic force that's in play that was brought about by Aleister Crowley's buddies when they tried to open up that gate?
Let's take that one first, Stuart. Could there be demonic forces here? Probably.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that is part, unfortunately, of New World religion, and that's part of the Illuminati religion, where they connect to the lower astral entities that they worship and actually perform sexual magic ritual, where they have a human person act as a vessel where these entities can enter into the body and interact with the participants. So yes, actually, there are many, many astral events that occur on the world. The gentleman is correct. And to the first part of
reptilians.
Yes, of course. All humans, all of us on this planet, have some percentage of reptilian DNA. Now, the average is 10 to 15% of an average person on this planet. However, there are those, like the Illuminati, who can have 35, 40, 50% reptilian DNA, and those who have 50% are actually able to shape shift, and that can cause, under certain circumstances, the conditions, the appearances that you mentioned, the person on television or where have you, where you see the slit eyes and the reptilians, etc. Yes, that is possible.
There. Stuart, hang with us. We're going to come back. I'll let you finish up when we come right back, and we'll take final calls too. Okay, welcome back to our final segment with Stuart Swerdlow as we talk about clairvoyance and all these other wonderful things that are out there. It's all called End Times Programming, and he believes it's going on right now. Ah, Stuart, but what will be, in your opinion, the final straw? What's going to happen? It's a prediction.
Well, okay. Actually, it's a little. I'm going to give away some of my class from next week.
Okay, a little tease, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I have been talking for several years about what's going on in the Kuiper Belt, which is the region of space just outside of our solar system, or actually the borderline of our solar system. And I know that there is massing there. A fleet of beings, both from other parts of this universe as well as interdimensionally, who feel threatened by what is going on with this planet. So they would love to get rid of the Illuminati. And the Illuminati have a fear of what's going on out there, which is why they have stepped up their agenda on the planet very quickly. And so ultimately, I do feel there will be the staged alien invasion and the scenario of New World Religion, etc. And then I believe there will be the influx of these beings from the Kuiper Belt to remove the Illuminati from this planet. However, of course, these beings in the Kuiper Belt do not love light and peace either. So it's really up to we as human beings, individually and collectively, to do our mind work so that we can attract the proper solution, which I know will come. Now, it's a question of when is it going to come? Is it going to come sooner or later? If we all do our mind work, if we all do our deprogramming, I feel that the next 5 to 10 years, we'll see a tremendous change in the conditions and control systems on this planet so that people, human beings, can finally take back their own power and be who and what they're supposed to be.
So you have a pretty darn good optimistic outlook about some of these end times.
I do. I don't have optimistic about the end times. I am optimistic about what comes after the end times. Because unfortunately, you know, when somebody is, you know, sitting in a chair and they're used to what the discomfort, they don't know they're supposed to get up and move. But if you're backed against the wall and someone's poking at you and pushing you, sooner or later you're going to push back. And I think human beings are getting to the point where they know something isn't right, and they're going to start pushing back.
Let's go to Ed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hey, Ed, welcome to the program.
Good morning. In the early part of the Second Gulf War in 2003, as the American troops were surrounding Baghdad, there was a man who was later referred to as Baghdad Bob, who stood there and said, "No, there are no American troops in Iraq. There are no American troops. That is a conspiracy theory." This is like the mindset of a lot of the Arabs in the Middle East who, because of Iranian propaganda, are now in the belief that Israel is behind ISIS. 90% of the 1.8 billion Muslims in this world believe the Holocaust never happened, even though they were helping to perpetrate it with the Mufti of Palestine, who was Hitler's best friend and gave him the idea. Now, for this guest to say that Israel is behind ISIS is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, and without any proof, because one Arab in Jordan, who 99% of Jordanians foam at the mouth when talking about Israel, they can't stand Israel because of all the lies and the propaganda they believe until they go and visit, and then they change their mind completely over and over again, has been proven. For someone to say, oh, an Arab said that Israel is behind ISIS, you know, do you believe everything everybody in the world says? That without any backing of proof to prove it, Israel is 9 miles wide at its center and most populated area. To accuse them of controlling, you know, 4 million square miles of the Arab Middle East, and then producing an army of, you know, fanatically Islamic men who are beheading children and women and, you know, innocent and speaking in Arabic. That's preposterous, and I think the guests, even though I agree with a lot of what Mr. Swerdlow says in the past and even in the present, I think a lot of what he said about Israel is untrue. And, you know,
well, and anyway, let me ask you this, though, if I can, Ed. What about the United States' role in creating ISIS?
Well, Obama, you know, sent our ambassador was killed, and he was part of the gun running that was going into Syria to get rid of Assad. And for them to accuse Israel of causing this, it's ridiculous.
But you would believe we might have caused it.
We might have caused some of it. I don't know if all of it, because it started with, you know, this uprising in Syria. That was their civil war. Obama went over there in early 09, gave a speech in, you know, Cairo University, and he said, "We're, you know, they're going to help them get rid of their problems." Instead, he helped them overthrow. Given it was a dictator, but the people like that Mubarak.
See, I think, well, I was going to say, I think we saw what happened in Egypt and then Libya, and then we figured,
yeah,
hey.
Obama and Hillary were involved with that, with gun running,
oh, yeah,
arms to Al-Qaeda. There's no...
All right,
no,
well, let's get Stuart's take on... Stuart, why do you think Israel, through the Mossad, you said, was part of this?
Ridiculous.
Well, this person obviously is pro-Israel, and so I has a biased opinion of all of that. But I have been to Israel twice. I have also spoken to people in the Mossad. I have been to almost every Arab country on the planet. And these people want peace as well. They don't want the war. They don't hate Israel. They want a peaceful situation. All these things that we see out there are media-controlled, programming-controlled. The Jordanians are afraid. And no, I didn't speak to just one Arab and get the information. How ridiculous to say such a thing. I travel around the world. I've been everywhere from Morocco to Indonesia as far as Muslim countries are concerned. And I've spoken to many high-level people, and all of them have evidence that proves that the Mossad, in conjunction with the NSA and MI6, are behind what is going on right now in the Middle East. And they are doing that in conjunction with the end times programming to create a new world religion. And it gets very complicated, and there's a lot of other factors which are very dicey to mention on the air. But again, you know, you can accept or reject whatever I say, that's fine, but doesn't change the truth. And the truth is that, yes, little Israel controls a whole wide area over there, even as much as into the Kurdistan area, where they are helping the Kurds to create their own nation, supporting them economically and militarily. They are also supporting other groups in the Middle East that are to the Israeli benefit. They do what they need to do for themselves.
For their own existence.
Yes. And look, I'm not judging them. I don't say they're good or bad. I'm saying this is just, that's what's going on. And the U.S. does worse things than that, and so does Britain and Germany and Russia and all these places. They all have their own games that they play, but it's all towards an end goal of global domination.
Yeah, they've got their agenda, for sure. Let's go to San Francisco. Patricia's there on Coast to Coast. Hey, Patricia, go ahead.
I have a comment before I have a question. I really think we are in the end times because there's some very tangible evil out there with ISIS beheading children and burning people. And at the same time, there's a miracle happening in Medjugorje, Bosnia, with the Mother of God pairing with the 12 stars right from the apocalypse, asking the whole world to pray and fast and bring God's peace and love into the world. But I agree with your guess that the rich elite are influencing, especially America, and they influence people through the media and program us to buy all kinds of material things, that material things will make us happy when it won't. So I have a question about the Bohemian Woods, because I heard that the elite and go to the Bohemian Woods to pick out the next president, and that they have the media go to the Bohemian Woods to tell them exactly how to influence the masses.
Bohemian Grove, yeah. Well, there has always been discussions that presidents are picked there, and also at the Bilderberg conventions as well. Illuminati, to be sure, Stuart, right?
Absolutely. And Bohemian Grove is where they do many of their astral rituals that invoke these entities into physical reality in order to get the power from that level of existence. So yes, it's very negative energy, very hostile. You can term it evil if you want to put a label on it. But yes, all these things are going on, and I wish more people would be aware of it. And do their protection techniques.
What happens to people when they get so much money they don't know what to do with? Do they become this way? Do they turn evil? There are some that are pretty nice and benevolent, but my gosh, don't they have anything better to do, Stuart?
Well, you know, when a person is that materialistic, and that is what their God is materiality, then yes, that they become enveloped by that and blinded by that, and they don't see the spiritual side of things. I don't know if it's unfortunate, but actually what happens to many of those people is they have an experience that is very devastating in their lives to make them realize that the money and material things are meaningless as compared to unconditional love and relationships. So ultimately, they will all learn lessons from those experiences.
Off to New York, it's Tony's turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, Tony, go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Happy New Year to you. To all
you
of
too, Tony.
I had a question about the behavior of people these days. I wanted to get a take from the guest as to if it's is it consciousness that people feel that something's happening around the planet, or is it because of the reptilian DNA inside of us? Why are people acting so crazy toward each other and treating each other so inhumane? Is that like you could just stare at someone for 3-4 seconds, they're ready to bite your head off or come at you with a knife, but it's terrible to you. Why is it at this certain time in history that people are so evil, so bad, so rotten to each other? I want to get your guest take.
Well, that's happening too, Stuart. You just talked about how people are being so angry toward each other.
Exactly. And I mentioned that this is a result of all the programmings being activated. You know, there is stalker programming, vigilante programming, assassin program. All these things are being activated. And in conjunction, as I mentioned, with the solar activity that is agitating people, it's like stirring up the pot on top of everything else. So, yes, we're seeing this happen all over the place. People are really becoming unbearable. Unfortunately, it may get a little bit worse before it turns around. So we just have to ground and balance ourselves. And quite honestly, I stay out of crowded areas as much as possible. I don't go to places where a lot of people are congregating, because you never know what could happen.
Interesting take there. First time caller, Betty in Georgia. Hi, Betty.
Good evening, gentlemen. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Stuart, a couple of years ago, I read your book, 13 Cubed. And one of the individuals discussed in that book was involved in the Christian Science Church. And my question to you is, how much of a formal role has Christian Science played in the world's business of mind control? Or was Christian Science simply created by a mentally unbalanced church leader?
Well, I think all church leaders are mentally unbalanced. And I write this, all religion, I don't care what religion it is a form of mind control. It's telling people to act in a certain way, believe in a certain way, worship in a certain way. It's telling you how to live. And while that might be helpful in some cultures, my opinion is there should be no religion. We should just all know that God exists. And know that each one of us is part of God, and there's no formal way to worship that. There's no rules and regulations. It's just what is from within you. So yes, Christian Science, any religion, any group that tells you how to believe in a spiritual way and focuses you in a certain path, this is all part of mind control.
We go next to Cornelius in Louisiana. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, George and Stuart. God bless you and yours. I'd like to send prayers to a guy named C.B. Ferguson. He killed himself and stuff, and we need to pray for his family and stuff. They're having a funeral tomorrow. He was a great man here in Louisiana. But my question for Mr. Stuart, and maybe even you too, George, because I'm the man that believes in God, guns, and gold, and Bible bullets and beans. If this is the end times, like Stuart is saying, then we need to get ready. And what I want to know from him, it's got to get worse. And like you said, that rescue is coming, but it's not the rapture. And so I'll take my answer off there. God bless you, y'all. And I made a birthday Tuesday. I'm 55.
Good for you. Go ahead, Stuart.
Well, thank you, caller. You know, the revolution has to be from within your own mind. I don't believe in, quite honestly, shooting people or going to protests or rallies or creating a ruckus like this. I feel all people should do their change within their own mind. And as I mentioned earlier, when you correct your own mind pattern, that is what is projected out into physical reality and is reflected back. So it's really up to each one of us as individuals to change what is within us. What is the negativity within us that causes these things to be experienced? Yes, the caller is right. Things will get worse before they get better. I even feel that before the end of this year, there may be sort of a civil war in the United States, and it may even start in South Carolina. And I will talk about that. I have talked about that on my podcast and in my class coming this week. week. So we need to be very observant. Whatever you see out there in the news, whatever you hear, ask yourself, what is being reflected within me that I need to change so that I can change the world?
A lot of frustrated people, Stuart, out there.
Yes.
Very,
yes.
Very frustrated. I can see it. I can feel it wherever I go. And I'm sure you do too, right?
Absolutely. And that's what the Illuminati want. They want people to be that way because then they can say, well, here's the solution. Follow what we tell you and it will be solved. So they purposely create events to make people angry, upset, afraid, confused. And then they can, it's like lambs that are being led to the slaughter. And then they just corral them in and do what they wish.
But you still think we're going to win in the long run?
We will, because we must. And that's what it's all about. That's why it's all happening, because it is designed to teach us to be spiritual beings that we are and not the negative material beings that we have become.
Stuart, enjoy the rest of 2016, my friend.
And you too, George. Happy New Year to you.
You too. Stuart's events, by the way, you can go to his website. All linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. Up next, we're going to talk about the tarot cards. Art Rosengarten joins us. And then in the last hour, we will permit some personal readings with the tarot cards. Nobody does it like Art Rosengarten.